The WTNS Communication Lines gives you 2 hours of local news, weather, sports, and information. WTNS Radio gives you everything you need to know. We are live, and we are local. And it all starts with WTNS News.
Fatal hit and run, still unsolved. I'm Jeremy Scott. A two-vehicle wreck in White Eyes Township has resulted in one man dead and another on the loose. Coshocton County Sheriff's deputies responded just after 1:30 yesterday to the area of County Road 10 and Township Road 180, where a pickup truck reportedly went left of center and hit a car being driven by 71-year-old Charlotte Goodwill of Fresno. Also in Goodwill's vehicle was 75-year-old Raymond Goodwill, who had to be extricated. He was taken by squad to Coshocton Regional Medical Center and then later med-flighted to Genesis in Zanesville, where he succumbed to his injuries. Charlotte Goodwill sustained minor injuries. The truck driver ran away from the scene and has yet to be found. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Speaking of the sheriff's office, here's the report from yesterday in terms of other accidents. James Murgatroyd of Zanesville was traveling eastbound on State Route 16 in Virginia Township when he struck a deer that ran into the path of his vehicle. Rusty Oppile of Newcomerstown was backing from a parking space in the Circle K parking lot when he struck a vehicle being driven by Mackenzie Wolf of Conesville. And Connie DeVore of Denison was traveling eastbound on U.S. 36 when she struck a deer near the intersection of Township Road 143. In terms of complaints, at 3:43 p.m., a Coshocton woman in the 1500 block of Elm Street reported fraud, and at 7:18 p.m., a Coshocton woman reported a theft offense. 14 days could end up being an important number in the near future for Ridgewood schools and COVID. Board member Alan Folkert says he doesn't want to see remote learning again if COVID numbers would call for it.
It was a wreck when we had to go Zoom and all that. It was a wreck. That was terrible. We actually passed kids, give them a pass. They fell behind.
Superintendent Mike Maslowski, though, plans to be working with the health department to see if a pilot program or something similar to that would work.
They're looking at other alternatives. I know Tuscarawas County just passed that on Friday. So I know our local health department will be looking at those.
All of this is topical because the Board of Education last night heard from numerous district parents and community members both for and against a proposed extension to the 30-day mask mandate that was set forth last month by the board. Ultimately, the board voted to keep that mandate going. Facebook is the preferred social medium of the listening area. Facebook caused a stir a couple of weeks ago with an outage that lasted nearly 6 hours. It also affected Instagram and WhatsApp. Thus, we asked in last week's WTNS question of the week, what your preferred social media platform is. 58% said Facebook, 6% said Instagram, while Twitter and TikTok were tied at 1% apiece. The other 33% said they prefer a platform other than the ones that we listed. This week, we want your feedback on something we did and something that we're a part of each year. Last week, WTNS carried the annual Meet the Candidates event. There's been some discussion of expanding this event in the future to include a debate-style forum for races with more than one candidate. And so, do you think you enjoy that debate style more than the traditional town hall style? That's typically the way that we have done at Meet the Candidates. Should we try something new or leave it the way it is? Either way, let us know at mywtnsradio.com under the Question of the Week tab. State health officials say Ohio's new COVID case numbers continued to trend downward yesterday. We're now averaging fewer than 5,000 new cases a day. Numbers from the Ohio Department of Health are more than 2,800 new cases, more than 200 new hospitalizations, and a positivity rate of 10.4%. In terms of vaccine numbers, more than 64% of all eligible Ohioans, more than 66% of adults, and more than 85% of people 65 and older have gotten at least one shot. Former President Trump has filed a lawsuit against the House January 6th committee to block the release of documents. The White House says it would give the panel access to federal records connected to the Trump White House and the insurrection. The committee was created earlier this year to find the truth out about what really happened that day. Only two Republicans serve on that nine-person committee. And Paul McCartney and Taylor Swift will induct new members into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland next week, while actress Angela Bassett will do the honors for Tina Turner. McCartney will be speaking in honor of the Foo Fighters. The former Beatle is close with Foo Fighters frontman Dave Grohl. Swift will speak and perform in honor of Carole King. Bassett portrayed a Turner in the movie What's Love Got to Do with It. She won't be the only actress on hand, though. Drew Barrymore is lined up to give the induction speech for the Go-Go's. Presenters haven't been announced yet for Jay-Z or Todd Rundgren. The ceremony is Saturday of next week at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, which is, of course, the home of NBA's Cavs. I'm Jeremy Scott, WTNS News.
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl, opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
It is 9 minutes after 9 o'clock. Phone lines are open all morning long on the Communication Lines program, and I am your host, Mike Bechtel. Glad to be here with you on this Tuesday morning. A lot of directions we could go. There always is. And we have the election that is coming up, or I should say underway. Early voting has started. So we can chat about the election if you would like. We had a Meet the Candidates event. We have had representatives from various issues facing Coshocton County and school districts and tax levies, so we can chat about the election if you would like. A couple of things. Wanted to get to this yesterday and just never did. Yesterday, it doesn't seem like 10 years, but yesterday was the 10th anniversary of the incident involving exotic animals in Zanesville. From the Columbus Dispatch, there was not a soul on Interstate 70 in Muskingum County at as dusk settled on October the 18th, 2011. 10 years ago. Doesn't seem like that long ago, but it was. Flashing lights from what surely was the most surreal messaging the Ohio Department of Transportation had ever scrolled across a traffic sign illuminated the barren freeway, and it said, "Caution, exotic animals, stay in your cars." 10 years ago, exotic animal owner Terry Thompson returned home to his 46-acre farm near Zanesville after a year-long stint in prison on a federal firearms conviction. 3 weeks later, the Vietnam War veteran cut the cages, holding the 56 animals, dooming 50 of them to death. They included 18 endangered Bengal tigers. Muskingum County Sheriff Matt Lutz and his deputies immediately responded to reports of wild animals roaming the countryside of their Appalachian community. Personnel from the State Highway Patrol, the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium and the Wilds, the County Emergency Management Agency, the Ohio Department of Wildlife, and local township fire departments assisted the sheriff's office in containing the crisis, shooting the animals, which were malnourished and potentially disease-ridden, was the only way to ensure they couldn't hurt anyone, according to Sheriff Lutz. Experts, including the Columbus Zoo's Director Emeritus, Jack Hanna, who was called on site, backed up the sheriff. Had they tried to tranquilize the animals without proper equipment or the ability to gauge the height and weight of an animal in an uncontrolled environment, the results could have been disastrous, Lutz said. There's a fine line between chaotic and methodical, the sheriff added. And because Lutz erred on the side of methodical, not a single person was harmed or killed. Thompson, who died by suicide after releasing his animals, was not violating any state or federal laws by owning a menagerie of tigers, lions, bears, monkeys, and other big cats and primates. Back then, there were no laws in Ohio regulating private exotic animal ownership. And that changed very quickly. The passage of the Ohio Dangerous Wild Animal Act in 2012 prohibited anyone from owning, trading, or selling an exotic animal except for owners who had animals under their care before the law took effect and obtained a permit. Proposed federal regulations under the Big Cat Public Safety Act were reintroduced to Congress in the spring with bipartisan support. So we can look back on that if you would like, the ownership of exotic animals. And interest or curiosity was renewed about a year ago, right after the pandemic hit, and Netflix released the series Tiger King. And the firestorm set off by Tiger King and its character, Joe Exotic, combined with allegations about Jack Hanna from the conservation game, a new documentary that calls into question celebrity conservationist credibility, have focused public conversation around the human dramas rather than fixating on the animals. So what are your thoughts looking back 10 years ago? It was where the animals were roaming the countryside, not too far away from us. And Tiger King. Every time I think of Tiger King, I don't know how many people, when Tiger King was first released, several people said, "Mike, have you seen Tiger King?" Or, "Mike, you gotta watch Tiger King." And finally one Saturday morning, two people asked me about Tiger King, and the curiosity was just too much to resist. I went home, turned on Netflix and watched the entire Tiger King series. I think it's 7 or 8 episodes all in one day. It is interesting. It is foul-mouthed. It is sensational and is full of tabloidy stuff. And I hate myself a little every time I realize how much I liked it. Pretty seedy stuff, but that's what passes as entertainment these days, and I was hooked. So Tiger King, Joe Exotic, still in prison, I believe. Tiger King spawned not only Joe Exotic, but other characters as well. Most notably, Carol Baskin, a rival big cat owner. So there's some stuff that we can talk about. Exotic animal ownership. Every once in a while, we'll stumble across something on Facebook or social media or the internet about owning exotic animals. And I'm sure that it has its fascination to people with certain, personality characteristics. But there is a reason why we own dogs and cats. They are relatively easy to take care of, relatively low cost, and there are plenty of products out there available for them, food and products for your dogs and cats and birds and fish and some others as well. Not so much if you own a chimpanzee or a tiger. So we can chat about that if you would like. And secondly, before we take our first phone call this morning, I left that story on the printer. It had to do with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, so I'll get to that here in a little bit. And this word from Frontier Power, Bethlehem Township Road 35 will be closed once again today and tomorrow from 8 to 3 each day for tree removal. 16 minutes after 9, let's take our first phone call of the morning. I wonder who it could be. Hello, you're on the air.
Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
I was going to be mentioning it yesterday on the talk show. That's been 10 years already about the release of the exotic animals.
Yeah, we got to talking about some other things yesterday, and I never brought it up. But that has to have been one of the most bizarre stories I can in recent memory.
Yeah. I was actually a junior in high school when this all went down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had to close a couple of rival schools in the NVL, like West End, because they didn't want the kids getting on the bus.
Yeah.
Bus with all the animals loose. And they actually had it on NBC4 about the whole deal about that today, or at least yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
Because now a former state senator who's now a congressman actually sponsored that legislation that you brought up.
Yeah, and there had been legislation that had been proposed before, but it never got any traction until that tragedy.
Yeah. Now they're actually working on trying to make sure it's like federal legislation, but hopefully it doesn't get blocked this time.
Well, it fascinates me that people want to have exotic animals, and I don't want to be judgmental about it, but it just seems that you have to have that it appeals to just a select group of people. Whether you own a bear, whether you own a tiger, a chimpanzee, there are reasons why dogs and cats are popular, and one of the big ones is that they're fairly easy to take care of, to coexist with humans. Not so much if you own a tiger.
Yeah, and especially with an animal like a tiger or all that stuff, you got to think about the animal's behavior, Mike. Because think about it, they are wild; they are not going to be like they're not lovey dovey like dogs or cats.
They're wild, and some of them, like the tigers and lions are big too. They can do some damage. Dogs can bite. They can attack as well. And so can cats, for that matter. But they're smaller, and they can do less damage. It depends on the size of the dog, I guess. But there's reasons why dogs and cats are man's best friend.
Yep. And also, and especially because you never, as I said, with the back to the whole deal with the because you never know what the behavior of that animal is going to be.
Yeah.
It was definitely a scary one. Gary, one, they were on, it was on almost the whole national news story for a whole week.
It was definitely a sensational, very, very sensational and unusual, and it started a lot of dialogue. Ohio went from being one of the most, having the most
lax
or less restrictive rules about wild animals in the country to one of the strictest.
Yeah, and then I remember that, and then they were mentioning that other states have looked at us for that law too.
Yeah.
Very much strict. It was very scary. I was like, it was almost all going over across all forms of social media, including Facebook back then.
That it was.
Yeah. And then I know you guys were bringing up, like, Tina Turner this morning.
Tina Turner will be inducted in the I left my story on the printer, but inducted into the Rock and Roll. She's either being inducted or is let's see, who is the inductee? Yeah, Tina Turner will be inducted along with the Go-Go's, Jay-Z, Foo Fighters, Carole King, and Todd Rundgren. And fans of the latter two especially will tell you it's long overdue for both Carole King and Todd Rundgren.
I don't know. I know who Carole King is, but I don't know who Todd Rundgren is. And I do. And I honestly think that Jay-Z doesn't belong in there. I believe that, like, Pat Benatar should be in there over Jay-Z.
Pat Benatar's not in?
Yeah. But here's a fun fact for you, Mike, if you didn't know. Tina Turner is actually a domestic violence survivor.
That she is. There's a movie made about it.
Yeah, about her husband Ike. And since I know this is also Domestic Violence Awareness Month, I thought I might bring that up.
Mm-hmm.
Bring that story up, because it was just very much of a sad story. But then she had bigger success after that. That you could think with the help of Mel Gibson and Pierce Brosnan with that.
And to Tina Turner, yeah, the successful when she, Ike, and Tina Turner were together, but it was the early 1980s when she released the album Private Dancer that had What's Love Got to Do with It that I played a little bit ago, and Better Be Good to Me. That was a huge hit for her and sent her career to a new level.
Yep. And then later on you had films like Mad Max, and then later Goldeneye.
Uh-huh.
Goldeneye, that made her, like, helped made even those of the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Late 90s, brought her back into the spotlight.
Yep, she's had quite a career.
Yep, but as I said, I was just wondering, because that did bring back some memories of my high school days, because I didn't even, it was just sad about what's been going on with all this. Since then, I brought up the Who Wants to Own a Tiger back, like, when the one in Houston got on the loose. Because that definitely brings back some memories of that. Even the sheriff of Muskingum County was actually the one on the board that was crafting that legislation that I was mentioning about. But yeah, I thought maybe other people might have some thought about and see where they were at the time.
All right. Well, we'll see if that sparks any conversation. Thank you for calling. And 10 years ago, caller was a junior in high school, and 10 years ago, that's when my daughter just started at OU. She was a freshman at OU. So your thoughts on that and exotic animal ownership? Give me a call. Let me know what you think. 740-62-1560. And you have to learn a lot about whatever kind. Even if you own dogs and cats, you have to learn what their habits are and how to take care of them. Not as much experience of products and things that are available if you own a monkey. So give me a call. We can chat about that if you would like. The phone lines are open between now and 11 o'clock. We do have another caller waiting. We'll get to you here in just a couple of minutes.
Did you know the Eiffel Tower is undergoing a $60 million renovation? That's quite an upgrade. At Dean's Jewelry, you can upgrade your diamond for much less than 60 mil. All October, double your diamond, and we'll give you 110% of what you paid us for your original diamond when you trade up. That's right. Get an extra 10% on your trade when you double up. Plus, get free consultations and pay no design fees on your restyle. October's upgrade month at Dean's Jewelry, Coshocton and Mount Vernon.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery Line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
At Good Boy Bakery, we understand that your dog is a very important part of your family. We feel the exact same way. That is why every treat we bake is made with the best ingredients we can find. Our mission is to offer our patrons the healthiest treats and the best quality dog-related items at a fair price. Simply put, we love dogs, and we want to help maintain a happy, healthy life for the pets we serve. Good Boy Bakery is located in Roscoe Village beside the General Store. Good Boy Bakery hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Hurry over while the woofles are warm.
I'm John. You may know me as a commercial lender, but I'm also a craftsman and a dog dad.
At Park National Bank, we're more than our job titles, and you're more than an account number. You get personal attention and direct access to a caring, compassionate banker who respects and responds to your needs and goals. Find John or a banker near you at parknationalbank.com. Park National Bank, where you mean more. Member FDIC, parknationalbank.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Danielle Irwin Ellis asking you to join me in voting for the Coshocton County Library Levy renewal on November 2nd, which is not a new tax. Youth programming plays an important role in encouraging literacy and modeling positive habits. Visiting the children's room has resources to stimulate the most curious of minds. For less than $1.25 per month for the average homeowner, you can ensure these services will continue. This ad paid for by the Coshocton County Library Levy Committee, Tim Vance, Treasurer.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service for the local forecast 24 hours a day at 622-0194. Jeff Drennan Ford, 801 South 2nd Street, Coshocton. And always remember, when you're thinking of buying a new car, it's time to talk to Jeff.
This is Julie from Advantage Tire and Audio. Take advantage of fall savings now at ATA. We have big savings on our tire and wheel packages for your car, truck, or side-by-side. And don't forget to ask us about a no-credit check financing option. Give us a call at 740-295-9200.
Sunshine today after patchy morning fog. Highs in the upper 60s. For tonight, mainly clear. Lows in the mid-40s. And tomorrow, sunny with highs in the lower 70s. Currently in Coshocton, it is 41 degrees. We have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning. And before we take our next call here, we're talking a little bit about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and ran down the list of inductees. This year it will be the Go-Go's, Jay-Z, Tina Turner, Foo Fighters, Carole King, and Todd Rundgren. And our last caller, now he's young, but knows his music. We've talked about the music quite a bit. Didn't know who Todd Rundgren is. So what are your thoughts? And Todd Rundgren, my observation of Todd Rundgren fans, those that are fans of Todd Rundgren, for the most part, are really fans of Todd Rundgren. They love him. He has a very loyal following. And honestly, I don't always know what bands are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and what bands are not. But boy, howdy, did I know Todd Rundgren wasn't in the Hall of Fame because his fans quite vocal about it. Your thoughts on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, exotic animals, or anything else between now and 11 o'clock. Let's take our next call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. I'm calling, and I'd like to address a few of the things that the last caller
okay.
And, but I do want to say thank God.
I know you've been waiting a long time here, but we've got a bad connection, I'm afraid. You still there? Oh, lost the caller. So, yeah, we had a crackly connection and couldn't make out everything they were saying. Maybe they can give us a call back and get a better connection. Well, gosh, thought I was going to have somebody to talk to there. How about you? Give me a call, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. And Rock and Roll Hall of Fames and members and inductees, And snubs, everybody has a favorite band, or a lot of people have a favorite band or artist that they believe should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And the time frame in order to be considered for a Hall of Fame induction is simple. You have to wait 25 years after the release of your first record. And also, you need to be very influential and popular and schmooze when needed as well. For the first time in any ceremony year, two acts are being inducted during their inaugural year of eligibility, and that's Jay-Z and Foo Fighters making the cut. And one could make the argument that Mary J. Blige, also a first-time nominee in 2021, had a longer and broader career impact than Jay-Z. So, your thoughts. Tina Turner, Carole King, now the second and third female acts to have been inducted in the hall twice. Turner was previously honored in 1992 with her musical partner Ike, while King was recognized for her songwriting with the Ahmet Erdogan Award in 1990. They now join Stevie Nicks, who got in for her solo work in 2019, and Fleetwood Mac in 1998 in the pantheon of two-time Hall women, in addition to the 24 other performers who have been inducted twice or more. Sometimes it's as a part of a group, sometimes it's as a songwriter, sometimes it's a solo artist, and that you can be inducted more than once. So give me a call. Phone lines are open, 740-622-1560, to talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, to talk about exotic animals, or to talk about anything else going on in the world today. Let's take our next call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Can you hear me right?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Listen, I'm not a person, but I'm the ones you just named. Now, in my opinion, I'm trying to and Ike Turner. Half the people who said the Hall of Fame shouldn't be in there, they're young and they're missing or something. But they got guys in there, people in there with really, really hurting families, really the people I know on. But just how I'm on the ramp, so I can't talk about it. But so you see the good ones, and they like them, I'm there with that too. I don't know, I'm there with one that if, I ever saw them probably. So, if I were to hear that's probably to live it over the sounds is the best song.
I said loud and clear, and loud was definitely there, but we don't have a very good connection, I'm afraid, and I couldn't make out much of what you were saying either. I think our equipment's all right, just got a couple of bad connections in a row. Let's try again. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, I called back. Just hopefully it will stay clear this time.
Yeah, that is much better. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to address not the gentleman that just spoke, but the gentleman before.
Okay.
And he had mentioned about the exotic animals and animals being the way they were put down and things in that nature. And he needs to stop and maybe think about something else about animals. We are animals also. And you don't ever know what an animal is going to be like as far as personality, because any living thing has its own personality. You don't know what's going to go crazy and what's not. I mean, look at the human race. Instead of us harboring people in the penitentiary, why don't we, people we know that has actually done bodily harm to other people and things, why didn't we just put them down like we would an animal? You know? I mean, why harbor them? Tina Turner, yeah, she definitely needs to go to the Hall of Fame. She's been through it. She's earned it.
She's in the Hall of Fame as one half of Ike and Tina Turner. She is being inducted again for her solo efforts this time around.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She definitely deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I just have a thing about living things. Everything, that lives has a personality. That's the way I feel.
Well, we need to look no further than our own dogs and cats and our pets. I have three cats at home, and they each have their own distinctive personality and habits.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter if it's so-called domestic or not. If anything that's living has a personality, and if it goes crazy, you know, no matter what, then put it, do it the right way. I mean, I don't know. I just didn't like the way he presented himself about people and animals. What's the difference, you know? I just don't see the difference because we're all animals.
Well, looking at it from a purely anatomical, zoological perspective, yes, human beings are animals as well, but we have powers of reason that, most of us anyway, that animals don't have.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. If you work with anything, whether it's us or them, they could all turn out all right.
Okay.
Just everything has to be worked with, that's all. I don't know. I just didn't care for the way the guy presented himself about living things. And I'm not particularly telling it the way I would like to tell it either, so... I'll let you get to somebody that's more intelligent on the telephone.
Oh, well, thanks for calling, and call any time. It is 9:37. The phone lines are open, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. We have open phone lines, and I'm not sure that I did fully get the point, but give me a call and let me know what you think about the ownership of exotic animals, and I think it's fair to call it a tragedy 10 years ago. When the animals, 50 of the 56 animals that were released, were destroyed out of safety for the public. And that was a controversial move in some circles at the time. But Sheriff Lutz, thinking about public safety first and foremost, who would have known what would have happened if they had taken a different approach, but no one was injured or killed by those animals 10 years ago. And it led to some swift legislation in the state of Ohio. And Ohio now has among the country's strictest laws concerning the ownership of exotic animals. Your thoughts, 740-622-1560. And our earlier caller didn't know who Todd Rundgren was. And, I'm in the business of playing music, so not everybody's going to know that, but, with, all of the others, Todd Rundgren, fairly famous, and, Todd Rundgren fans. And I know there's some of you that are listening, right now, those that, that like Todd Rundgren, most of them, you don't run into too many Todd Rundgren fans and that say, ah, oh, he's okay. Yeah, I like his music. Todd Rundgren fans, most of them that I've encountered anyway, if you are a fan of Todd Rundgren, you are really a fan of Todd Rundgren. Go to all of his concerts and can't get enough. Todd Rundgren does have a reputation of being very approachable, very friendly towards his fans, and he will be inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So give me a call, let me know what you think of that, and a topic that always comes up every year is snubs. Those artists that folks think should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but aren't. Who would you? I got a long list here of artists that are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and maybe you thought that they were. Progressive rock, for some reason, doesn't get a lot of love from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There are a few that have recently gotten in, but some of those rock bands, great rock bands of the 1970s in particular, are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Grand Funk Railroad, Jethro Tull, Blue Oyster Cult, for example. The Carpenters are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And a lot of folks will say, well, they weren't really rock and roll. They were easy listening. But as far as popular music and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's always had rather broad definitions. I think the Carpenters definitely belong there. So what do you think? Give me a call, 740-622-1560. The B-52s are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame either. One of the great party bands of all time, the B-52s with Rock Lobster there, and Rome and Love Shack and so many others. Their music always has been out there, but it's always been a lot of fun. Not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but ladies and gentlemen, we can all rest easy knowing that the Swedish supergroup ABBA is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So we can talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We can talk about exotic animals. We can talk about the weather. We can talk about sports. The news doesn't get any better for the Browns. We learned now that Kareem Hunt is going to be out for several games. He's going on IR, so he'll be out for at least three games. Baker Mayfield, no real updates on Mayfield yet. The last Baker Mayfield said on Sunday is, oh, he's going to be ready for Thursday's game. But Baker Mayfield's going to say that. He would probably go out on the field in a cast if well, players have done that. So iffy, we'll find out. And to add to all the injury problems, it's a short week for the Browns. They are playing on Thursday night rather than Sunday. They're going to play the Denver Broncos. It is in Cleveland, by the way. And the Buckeyes, they take on the Indiana Hoosiers. Indiana is not one of the top teams in the Big Ten, but they're not one of the worst either, and they have given the Buckeyes some trouble in the past. So the Buckeyes got a tough stretch after Indiana, but you don't want to look past the Hoosiers. It's a night game on Saturday. We join the network at 6 o'clock. Kickoff is scheduled for 7:30, so we can talk sports, football, if you would like. High school football, Friday night, a pair of games right here on FM 99.3. You will hear Garaway at Ridgewood. Airtime is 6:30 and kickoff is 7 o'clock. Both of those teams undefeated, 9-0. Very similar offensive styles, very similar teams, very similar statistics, evenly matched. It is in West Lafayette, and they're going to go nuts up there in West Lafayette Friday night, as the Pirates and Generals play for the IVC Championship. And then on 102.7, it is a Coshocton County matchup. Riverview will host Coshocton. And airtime for both of those games, 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock. The Coshocton-Riverview game will be heard on 102.7 FM. And high school football is brought to you locally in part by the Coshocton Coffee Connection, Given Dawson Paisley Funeral Home, Liddy Scrapyard, Albertson Lawrence Insurance, MRV Siding, and Huebner's Auto Care. So, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame snubs, who isn't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that you believe deserves to be there? Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, they have been eligible for a long time. They aren't in it. Another one of those progressive rock groups that just doesn't get a lot of love. Harry Nilsson is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm looking at the list here. Motley Crue is not there yet. And how about, let's see, Peter, Paul, and Mary, not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Smashing Pumpkins is not there. Soundgarden is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as of yet. Thin Lizzy. Three Dog Night is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Come on. Phone lines are open, 622-1560, but ABBA is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Do they deserve to be there? Give me a call. 9:45 is the time. We'll be back in just a moment.
Why do I plant NK seeds? Because every seed's an investment, and I don't gamble on my farm. Out here, Every seed's got to earn its acre. That's why I need corn and soybeans that deliver the results I expect. And it's why I always make room for elite performers from NK. Because every investment owes me a return. And success matters. Find your local NK retailer at nkseeds.com/retailer.
As a farmer, you've got to be ready for anything, and 2022 is no exception. That's why Enlist E3 soybeans from NK Seeds are stacked in your favor on exclusive genetics, so you can be ready with the herbicide flexibility you need on our own field-proven genetics with the agronomic traits for your environment. Contact your local NK retailer to lock in your seed or visit nkseeds.com/enlist E3. Enlist E3 soybean technology is jointly developed with Dow AgroSciences LLC and MS Technologies LLC. Enlist E3 is a trademark of Dow AgroSciences LLC.
Are you looking for a fulfilling career with great benefits? At Kraft Heinz Kishakten, you can be part of making some of America's favorite, most iconic brands. They're hosting open interviews on October 24th from 5 to 7 at their factory location at 1660 South 2nd Street in Kishakten. That's 1660 South 2nd Street in Kishakten. Stop by, grab a box of Kraft mac and cheese, and offers will be made on the spot. They're currently offering pay starting at $16.14 per hour. If you're ready to make the bacon and bring it home, too, stop by and see them on October 24th from 5 to 7 p.m.
This is Debbie Sheets, and I invite you to join me in voting for the Coshocton County Library Levy on November 2nd. Book chats, guest speakers, computer and printing access, genealogy resources, and research assistance are available to all. Adult activities are offered to inform, entertain, and expand your world. This levy is not a new tax, but rather will sustain the library's excellent services to our community. Paid for by the Coshocton County Library Levy Committee, Tim Vance, Treasurer.
Coshocton Regional Medical Center has been proudly recognized as a 2021 Top 100 Hospital in the Nation by Fortune and IBM Watson Health. This distinction demonstrates our ongoing commitment to patient-centered care right here in Coshocton. With over 6,000 hospitals in the nation, we are proud of our employees and staff whose hard work and dedication to our patients made us a top 100 hospital. Coshocton Regional Medical Center, where care matters most.
At Sperry & Rice, what we make makes a difference. Sperry & Rice is an advanced rubber engineering and manufacturing company, and what we make helps kids get to school safely, keeps people warm in the winter, and allows firefighters to do their job and farmers to put food on our tables. When you work with us, you make a difference. Sperry & Rice is hiring. Visit sperryrice.com/careers to learn more and apply.
Hello, everyone. It's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy houses as is, fast for cash. Call me today for an all-cash offer on any of your properties, and we can close within days at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. Do you own a property that's outdated and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, I'll buy it. I'm a private real estate investor who can solve your real estate problems fast for cash. Do you want to sell and just be done with it? Okay, great. I buy vacant properties, boarded up houses, pre-foreclosures, and inherited properties. I also buy apartment buildings, rental portfolios, divorce homes. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. I look forward to solving your real estate problems today. Call me today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
Hi, I'm Michelle Turner Gans. I was born in Coshocton and raised my family here. I'm so proud of the work we've done together to move forward, like keeping the MFM expansion in town, increasing the use of technology, and working on building a bike path. There's so much more to be done, and that's why I'm running for city council at large. I listen, I ask questions, and I care. I'm Michelle Turner Gans, and I would love to be your voice on the Coshocton City Council. Paid for by friends of Michelle Turner Gans, Gary Lau, Treasurer.
Lee, McDonald's is food you buckle in with your seatbelt deal. And there's no reason not to take that extra precaution, because a meal from McDonald's is not just a meal. It's often your most precious cargo.
Now get a double cheeseburger with small fries or a six-piece chicken McNuggets with small fries for just $3.50.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Price and participation may vary.
Injuries and other conditions affecting your hands can make even the simplest tasks feel impossible. That's where the fellowship-trained hand surgeons at Genesis can help. They are the only doctors in the area with the highest level of training for hand surgery. And they use that expertise, the latest technology, and the full support of Genesis Healthcare System to put possible back in your hands. Better begins here. Start your path to better at genesishcs.org.
Looking for a job? Papa John's Pizza is now hiring drivers. Apply at www.pleaseapplyonline/pjz.com.
This Ion weather forecast is brought to you by ValleyATV.com, your Polaris and K&M dealer. Maintenance is a very important part of owning any ATV or side-by-side, and why risk the life of your machine by doing it yourself? Here at Valley ATV, we're proud to offer many services to keep your machine in top running condition. Stop by or call Valley ATV on Jellaway Road in Danville to schedule, or visit us online at valleyatv.com.
Sunshine today after patchy morning fog, highs in the upper 60s, mainly clear tonight, lows in the mid-40s, and tomorrow sunny with highs in the lower 70s. It is currently 44 degrees in Coshocton. We have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning. We can talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or exotic animal ownership. Strict laws in the state of Ohio following the incident 10 years ago yesterday near Zanesville, where all the exotic animals were released. Most of them were killed. So give me a call. We can chat about that if you would like. Exotic animals. Do you perhaps own one? And what is it that you own? What was the attraction? I have three cats at home. It is worth noting that I inherited two of them. I did not actively seek out. I'm not a crazy cat guy. All right. I promise. I don't think I am anyway. One of them's mine. The other two are permanent boarders, we'll call them. But I like all of them. Cats are great companions, as are dogs. Cats are more fitting for my lifestyle. I'm gone much of the time, and cats can take the solitude much more than dogs can. So give me a call. We can talk about pet ownership or exotic pets or exotic animals, and spotlight shining on exotic animal ownership. About a year and a half ago when Tiger King came out and added new phrases to our national lexicon, many of which cannot be repeated here. So give me a call. The phone lines are open. They will be between now and 11. And I don't get into too many of TV series on Netflix. There just aren't that many that I'm attracted to. The curiosity about Tiger King got the best of me, and I was hooked. Once I started watching it, I couldn't stop till the very end. That was a lost Saturday. Watched from about noon on Saturday until, I don't know, late in the evening when it was over. So give me a call. We can talk about that. I also watched, what was the other one? Chess, Queen's Gambit, which I thought was outstanding. And there's another one out now, Squid Game, or the Squid Games, that is getting a lot of attention. So we can chat about TV if you would like, and how our home entertainment options have changed over the years. When I was a kid, we had a black and white TV with the bunny ears, and you had to put foil on it to get and move the antenna. Actually, we had one of those outdoor antennas with the little switch inside that you could, it would move the direction of the antenna, but really did get just three channels in black and white. And then we moved to Coshocton in 1970, got a color TV, colored console TV, still in the basement. It ain't going nowhere. I don't know. They got it down there, but it is big and it is heavy. So it's still down there being used as a table now. But we got 12 cable channels in full color. And flash forward to today where, depending on where you live, whether it's a satellite or cable or whatever, lots of options. And now we have streaming and Netflix and so many streaming services that the possibilities are virtually endless. seems like the more channels that we have, the less there is to watch. So we can talk about that if you would like, or we can talk about whatever else is on your mind. Nothing but open phone lines for the rest of our program today. If you want to talk about exotic animals, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, football, high school, college, or pro, or something else, the phone lines are open. The college basketball poll is out. Gonzaga is number one. The Buckeyes are ranked number 17 in the country, although they have a lot of returning players from last year as well. So the Buckeyes, at least for a period last year, were playing, I thought, above their level of talent. They kind of fizzled towards the end. So we can chat about college basketball if you would like, or sports, or whatever else is on your mind. Nothing but open phone lines for the remainder of our morning. So if there's anything that I've mentioned or anything that I haven't that you want to talk about, give me a call. Speaking of pets, this Lost and Found Pet Information is brought to you by New Wave Motors. A medium-sized female mixed breed yellow lab was found near the Coshocton Veterinary Clinic on State Route 83. Their phone number is 740-622-1146. A male red and white heeler hound mix was found on 8th Street and Orange Street. This dog has been taken to the animal shelter. And a female white pit bull with blue eyes wearing a black and gold speckled harness was found on County Road 495, and this dog has been taken to the animal shelter as well. Phone number at the animal shelter is 740-622-9741. This Lost and Found Pet Information was brought to you by New Wave Motors.
This is your Coshocton County Sheriff, James A. Crawford, asking for your support on the Coshocton County Justice Center sales tax levy. The passage of this levy is vital for the safety of my officers. It will give us the ability to lock down the facility to provide exceptional security measures and afford us compliance with proper inmate management. The future of our entire community benefits with the ability to hold lawbreakers accountable. Please vote yes for the Coshocton County Justice Center levy on November 2nd. Paid for by the Coshocton County Justice Center Committee, Todd Brown, Treasurer.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery Line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
Whether you're with AlterCare for a short rehab stay or long-term care, we're committed to your safety. From enhanced screening and infection control measures to an accessible vaccine program and a newly installed air purification system, we've taken every opportunity to safeguard your well-being during these uncertain times. AlterCare Skilled Nursing and Rehabilitation in Coshocton on Otsego Avenue is here for you with care you can trust. Schedule a virtual tour today at altercareonline.com. That's altercareonline.com.
Hello, everyone. It's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy houses as is, fast for cash. Call me today for an all-cash offer on any of your properties, and we can close within days at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. Do you own a property that's outdated and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, I'll buy it. I'm a private real estate investor who can solve your real estate problems fast for cash. Do you want to sell and just be done with it? Okay, great. I buy vacant properties, boarded up houses, pre-foreclosures, and inherited properties. I also buy apartment buildings, rental portfolios, divorce homes. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. I look forward to solving your real estate problems today. Call me today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
Hello?
Hi, Chris. This is Jody Meek with Century 21. I heard that you have some real estate needs. I can sell your home and find a new one for you. Have you heard that Century 21 will make a donation to a charity when the transaction closes? Chris, the client decides where the money will be donated. Let's get started. I look forward to making your real estate dreams come true.
To make your real estate dreams come true, call Jody Meek with Century 21 at 740-502-8890.
Coming sunny today with high temperatures in the upper 60s, mainly clear overnight with overnight lows in the mid-40s, and tomorrow sunny with highs in the lower 70s. It's currently 44 in Coshocton. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. We have open phone lines after the 10 o'clock news from the AP.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today, a House committee is expected to vote to hold former Trump advisor Steve Bannon in criminal contempt of Congress. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Steve Bannon's defied a subpoena from the House Select Committee investigating the deadly U.S. Capitol insurrection in January. Committee members allege Mr. Bannon appears to have played a multifaceted role in the events of January 6th and say the American people are entitled to hear his firsthand testimony. They say Bannon was acting as a private citizen, so he wouldn't have been protected by executive privilege.
Was racism a factor in the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery, a black man in Georgia? It's just one of the questions lawyers are asking hundreds of potential jurors on day two of jury selection. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on the trial of three white men accused of murder in Ahmaud Arbery's death.
Prosecutors and defense attorneys spent hours yesterday questioning 20 potential jurors out of 600. One said he was sick of hearing about the case. Another wondered if she should fear for her safety if picked, and the verdict angers people. So far, eight potential jurors were dismissed. Meanwhile, the judge urged the lawyers to streamline their approach. The defense insists Greg McMichael and son Travis, along with neighbor William Roddy Bryant, who videoed the shooting, committed no crimes. The McMichaels say they believed Ahmaud Arbery was a burglar. Prosecutors say he was just jogging through the neighborhood. I'm Julie Walker.
Texas lawmakers have approved redrawn congressional maps that could decrease representation for minority communities. Governor Greg Abbott is expected to sign the legislation into law. Still no word from Haiti on exactly where 17 people are who were kidnapped by a gang over the weekend. They are linked to a U.S. missionary group based in Ohio. This is AP News. The U.S. envoy for Afghanistan is stepping down after some criticism. The AP's Mike Gracia on why.
U.S. Special Envoy for Afghanistan Zalmay Khalilzad will leave his post this week after serving both the Trump and Biden administrations since September 2018. An Afghan native, Khalilzad negotiated the U.S. agreement with the Taliban in February 2020 that led to the end of America's longest-running war, but he was criticized for not pressing the Taliban hard enough in peace talks while President Donald Trump was in office. Khalilzad planned to leave the post in May, but was asked to stay on through the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Police in Alabama have charged a third person with murder in the killing of a 13-year-old boy who was hit by a bullet that entered his bedroom as he played on an iPad. Multiple shell casings were found outside the house. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
It's 3 minutes after 10 o'clock, 44 degrees currently in Coshocton. A cool morning, but a beautiful fall day ahead of us with sunshine, high temperatures in the upper 60s, sunny in lower 70s tomorrow. So enjoy this beautiful fall weather. Well, the phone lines are open for the next 57 minutes. So give me a call and let me know what's on your mind today. And we chit-chatted about a variety of different things. Our first hour, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, exotic animal ownership. We can continue that if you would like. If there's anything there in the AP News that piqued your interest, give me a call. I'd like to hear from you between now and 11 o'clock this morning. We can talk some sports if you would like. Great time of the year for sports, the high school football season in week 10. The playoffs will begin shortly after that, the following week. And we have the NFL season that's in full swing right now. College football, the Buckeyes are at the halfway point of their season. And Major League Baseball playoffs, although I just get the sense, myself included, that interest in Major League Baseball in general is waning. Back in the 70s, just to recall my own childhood baseball, that was it. Baseball games, it was the Cincinnati Reds for me back then, and the World Series, the All-Star Game, that was some amazing stuff, and everybody talked about it. And now it seems that baseball, while still popular, not quite what it once was. Just my observations. Maybe I'm wrong. Give me a call. We can chat about that if you would like. And I enjoy going to Major League Baseball games. I'd have to sit down and count how many stadiums that I've been to throughout my lifetime. I think pretty close to 20 if you count the ones that are no longer there. And it's something that I did when I traveled with my kids when they were little. Would if we were going to be in and around a city, sometimes schedule around it that had a Major League Baseball stadium and the home team was playing, we'd go to that baseball game. Just the whole pageantry of it and walking around the stadium and getting a hot dog and all the things that go on and the mascots. And while neither of my daughters are particularly big baseball fans, don't follow a team, always enjoyed going to the baseball games, and so did I. So we can chat about that if you would like. And next year it'll be the Cleveland Guardians, so we can talk some more about that if you would like. Phone lines are all open right now, and we need to get started this hour. We'll get to this date in history here in a little bit. Well, let's check this date in history right now, since we don't have anybody waiting at this point. Lots of things that happened back through history that perhaps you would like to talk about. And, I've got the hiccups. Well, let's go ahead and take a commercial break. It is 7 minutes after 10. We'll be right back.
And we're back with the final question. Are you ready?
Yep. I'd like to go ahead and answer the question.
I envy your confidence, but the producers are saying I have to ask the question.
All right, then.
For higher yields, which seed treatment fights hardest against nematodes?
The answer's Elevo seed treatment.
That's correct!
Yeah, I know.
What a show! Join us next week when the right answer will still be Elevo seed treatment. BASF. We create chemistry. Always read and follow label directions.
Your home is the one place where everything should be perfect, including your air. Best Heating and Air helps you achieve the perfect air you deserve with reliable, groundbreaking, award-winning Lennox products. Call Best Heating and Air to hear more about how they can help you feel healthier and happier in your home. It doesn't get any more perfect than that. Call them today at 740-545-9400 or visit them online at bestheatingandac.com. License number 30482.
For winning Ohio Lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
Otsego Carryout in Coshocton is the only stop for whatever you need. Check out their deli, meat and cheese, a freshly made grab-and-go sandwich, and a large selection of Walnut Creek favorites. Otsego Carryout has these new items: Yoder's Monster and Molasses Cookies, Walnut Creek Dinner Rolls, Pumpkin, Lemon, Chocolate, and Carrot Cake Rolls, sold by the cake or piece, Habanero Cheese, Rocky Road Fudge, Pasta Salad, Potato Salad, and the Original Chicken Salad is back. Stop by Otsego Carryout today. If they don't have it, you don't need it.
This look at the weather is brought to you by locally owned and operated Rick's Auto Sales and Repair. The ASE Blue and iCar Gold certified technicians at Rick's Auto Sales and Repair can handle all of your auto repair needs, from dents and dings to major collision repair. Rick's Auto Sales and Repair, located on South 2nd Street, or call them at 740-622-3471.
Sunshine today after patchy morning fog, highs in the upper 60s today. Mainly clear tonight with lows in the mid-40s, and tomorrow sunny with highs in the lower 70s. 44 degrees in Coshocton. Hiccups are gone. It wasn't a serious case. Sip of coffee, and that's all it took. But you'll get the hiccups that just will not go away no matter how hard you try, and seem to last forever. We can talk about hiccups. We can talk sports. We can talk about exotic animal ownership, the 10th anniversary of the animals that were released near Zanesville. And what else we talked about this morning? Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And the debate rages each year about who has been snubbed by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Is your favorite band in? So, a lot of the rock bands from the 70s, especially progressive rock, oftentimes slow to get love from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Give me a call and let me know what you think. This year's inductees are, let me find the right place again, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees in 2021. It will be the Go-Go's, Jay-Z, Tina Turner, Foo Fighters, Carole King, and Todd Rundgren. And I think all are deserving. I'm not a huge fan of any of them. I mean, I like their music, but I don't think I ever owned any one of their albums. I've listened to Carole King's Tapestry a few times, which is a great album, by the way. Tina Turner, I take that back. I did buy Private Dancer when it was released back in the 80s. So give me a call and let me know what you think. Jay-Z, not a fan of his music, but his contribution to popular music cannot be denied. So what are your thoughts? And Todd Rundgren, I know you Todd Rundgren fans are out there, because I have heard you clamoring for Todd Rundgren to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for years. Well, he's finally in, or going to be in. So what are your thoughts on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? The phone lines are open. Okay, got rid of the hiccups. Still don't have any calls waiting, so let's see what happened on this date back through history. This is Tuesday, October the 19th, the 292nd day of 2021. There are 73 days left in the year. Today's highlight in history: on October the 19th, 2001, U.S. Special Forces began operations on the ground in Afghanistan, opening a significant new phase of the assault against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. On this date in 1781, British troops under General Lord Cornwallis surrendered at Yorktown, Virginia, as the American Revolution neared its end. In 1789, John Jay was sworn in as the first Chief Justice of the United States. On this date in 1944, the U.S. Navy began accepting black women into WAVES. That's Women Accepted for Volunteer Emergency Service, WAVES. It's an anagram. In 1950, during the Korean conflict, United Nations forces entered the North Korean capital of Pyongyang. In 1953, the Ray Bradbury novel Fahrenheit 451, set in a dystopian future where books are banned and burned by the government, was first published by Ballantine Books. In 1960, the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. was arrested during a sit-down protest at a lunch counter in Atlanta, sent to prison for a parole violation over a traffic offense. King was released after 3 days following an appeal by Robert F. Kennedy. On this date in 1977, the supersonic Concorde made its first landing in New York City. In 1987, the stock market crashed as the Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged 508 points, or 22.6%, in value, its biggest daily percentage loss, to close at 1,738.74 in what came to be known as Black Monday. 508 points. That was 22.6% of its value back then. And now a drop or gain of 508 points in one day is relatively common. On this date in 2002 in York, Pennsylvania, former Mayor Charlie Robertson was acquitted and two other men were convicted in the shotgun slaying of Lily Bell Allen, a young black woman, during race riots that tore the city apart in 1969. On this date in 2003, Pope John Paul II beatified Mother Teresa during a ceremony in St. Peter Square. On this date in 2010, the Pentagon directed the military to accept openly gay recruits for the first time in the nation's history. In 2015, Canadians voted for a sharp change in their government as the Liberals, led by Justin Trudeau, the son of a former prime minister, won a landslide victory to end conservative Stephen Harper's near decade in office. 10 years ago, this made this date in history. 10 years ago, authorities in the Zanesville, Ohio area wound down their hunt for wild animals unleashed by a private farm owner who'd taken his own life. Sheriff's deputies shot and killed a total of, 48 animals. In Greece, hundreds of youths smashed and looted stores in central Athens and clashed with riot police during a massive anti-government rally against painful new austerity measures. 5 years ago, in the third and final 2016 presidential debate, Republican Donald Trump stunned the forum in Las Vegas by refusing to say he would accept the results of the election if he were to lose, and Democrat Hillary Clinton declared Trump's resistance horrifying. 1 year ago, Floridans began early voting in much of the state with no serious problems reported as the Trump campaign tried to cut into an early advantage Democrats had posted in the mail-in votes in the key swing state. Also a year ago, President Donald Trump told campaign staffers that people were tired of hearing from Dr. Anthony Fauci and, quote, all these idiots about the coronavirus. He called Fauci a disaster. Health officials in northwestern Kansas said 10 residents of a nursing home had died of the coronavirus and that all 62 residents of the nursing home and an unspecified number of employees had tested positive. Also, a year ago, British guitarist and bandleader Spencer Davis, whose eponymous rock group had 1960s hits, including Gimme Some Lovin' and I'm a Man, died at the age of 81. And it was the Spencer Davis group, but Steve Winwood was on lead vocals. Today's birthdays, actor Tony LoBianco is 85, actor Peter Max is 84, actor John Lithgow is 76, singer Jeannie C. Riley is 76, rock singer-musician Patrick Simmons of the Doobie Brothers is 73, talk show host Charlie Chase is 69, former Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Steele is 63. Singer Jennifer Holliday is 61 today. Retired boxer Evander Holyfield is 59 years old. Will forever be remembered of getting part of his ear chomped off by Mike Tyson. Host Ty Pennington is 57 today. Rock singer musician Todd Park Moore of Big Head Todd and the Monsters is 56. Amy Carter is 54 today. South Park co-creator Trey Parker is 52. Comedian Chris Kattan is 51 today. Actor Omar Gooding is 45. Country singer Cindy Thompson is 45. Actor Benjamin Salisbury is 41. Actor Jillian Jacobs is 39 today. Actor Rebecca Ferguson is 38. Rock singer Zach Barnett of American Authors is 35 today. And actor Hunter King is 28. So those are some of the things that happened on this date back through history. The incident with the exotic animals near Zanesville made this date in history. So if you'd like to remember that bizarre incident, give me a call. If you want to talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or sports or anything else, I'd like to talk to you. We had a few calls the first hour, but a little bit of a dry spell right now. So if there's something else that you'd like to bring up, I'd like to hear from you. Spent much of the afternoon in the kitchen yesterday preparing my fermented hot sauce. And I made a couple of small batches, just enough for one bottle each of, one was cayenne. And the other was what the fellow that gave it to me called a Malaysian pepper, which has a similar flavor. And the cayenne pepper sauce that turned out, and it tastes a lot like Frank's Red Hot sauce. But those two really were experiments, practice for my big jar. I had a half-gallon jar stuffed full of the world's hottest peppers. Carolina Reapers, Ghost Peppers, Trinidad Scorpions, Fatales, and a few others. And let them ferment, which a lot of the popular hot sauces are fermented. It adds to the flavor, and it is hot. It is crazy hot. Meant to be. Carolina Reapers in it. It's going to be hot. But to me, it's got garlic in it as well. And to me, this has been my crowning achievement as far as hot sauces go. So I'm getting better at it. It's 20 minutes after 10. Phone lines are open to talk about peppers or hot sauce or anything else that I mentioned moments ago or anything in this date in history or whatever else that you would like to bring up. 740-622-1560. We'll be back in a moment.
Get the local weather forecast by calling Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service at 622-0194. Ford is America's best-selling brand, and we've got the selection, the financing, and the service at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Historic downtown Millersburg presents Boo and the Berg on Saturday, October 30th from 6 to 9 p.m. Enjoy wine tasting and live music featuring Borderline. Tickets are on sale at eventbrite.com, where you can search for Boo and the Berg. That's Saturday, October 30th from 6 to 9 p.m. in downtown Millersburg. See you there.
The Fall Harvest Days are here at Shoemaker Farms. Every Saturday and Sunday in October, bring the family out from 11 to 4 and enjoy hay rides to the pumpkin patch while you pick out your favorite pumpkins. Admission is only $8 per person, and kids 2 and under get in free. Admission includes all activities like the kids' corn maze, petting zoo, kids' zip line, huge slide, games, bounce pad, and more. Food will be available from McGarvey's Backwoods Barbecue. Safety guidelines will be followed. Shoemaker Farms has all your fall decorating accessories like ready-picked pumpkins, gourds, mums, corn stalks, straw bales, and of course, their delicious homemade cookies. Located between Coshocton and West Lafayette on County Road 16, the Shoemaker Farms store is open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6, and Sunday, 10 to 4. Do you have a vehicle, boat, classic car, or RV interior that needs repaired? From convertible tops, headliners, to motorcycle seats, Lock Stitch Upholstery will come to you. They will remove what needs repaired, make it look brand new, and then reinstall the interior without your vehicle leaving the garage. With 17 years of experience, plus on-site removal and reinstallation, Lock Stitch Upholstery is the only choice. For free estimates by appointment only, call 740-610-1852.
Sunshine today with high temperatures in the upper 60s. For tonight, mainly clear, lows in the mid-40s, and tomorrow sunny with highs in the lower 70s. Currently it is 49 in Coshocton. Let's take another call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, Mike, I'm just wondering if McGuffey Lane was still around. I don't know if you probably heard of them.
Yeah, McGuffey Lane out of, I think they were formed in Athens. They're named after a town or after a street in Athens, Ohio, called McGuffey Lane. They reached the height of their popularity with their first album. It would have been right around 1981. That was my freshman year of college, and they were popular on the campus of Ohio State and around Ohio. Their debut album, very popular in Ohio. They never really did receive much popularity beyond Ohio or our immediate area, and nationally. They did have one minor hit in the national top 40, Long Time Lovin' You. That album was outstanding. They did once play at the Coshocton County Fair. I don't know if the band McGuffey Lane, plays together or not anymore. I think at least one of the members is no longer with us. However, John Schwab, we'll call him the leader of McGuffey Lane, still performs regularly around Ohio. Super nice guy. He has played in Coshocton several times in recent years, most notably, and I think he's played elsewhere as well, but he's been out at the Warehouse Steak and Stein in Roscoe Village. Super great guy, interacts with the audience well. As far as the band, does he get together and play with the band anymore? I don't know, but he performs solo, usually has another guy or two with him, and they'll sing those McGuffey Lane songs that everybody knows and loves. So that's what I know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I always liked them back in the day. It was pretty good down in OU and stuff. I just wondered if they was still doing anything.
Yeah, John Schwab does. I don't know about the band itself, but in fact, John Schwab does occasionally come to Coshocton to perform.
Oh, okay, Mike. That's all I need to know.
All right. Thank you for calling. And 10:26 is the time. And well, that was an album that we listened to over and over. Country, kind of a country rock flavor. They weren't exactly country and they weren't exactly rock. Sort of a blend right in the middle, especially the debut album. That was the that was their most popular album. It was called just simply McGuffey Lane. Their follow-up album was called Aqua Dream, and it was pretty good too, but it wasn't as good as the first one. So never really did hit it big on a national scale, but still very well known around Ohio. We can talk about that if you would like. And they did once play at the Coshocton County Fair. Phone lines are open, 740-622-1560. Back in a moment.
When a coach understands the player's strengths, developing a winning strategy is easy. That's also true with me, State Farm agent Doug Marmy. I know your insurance and financial situation isn't exactly like anyone else's, but like a great coach, I help you create a strategy to meet your individual needs. Call me, State Farm agent Doug Marmy, at 622-7721. Providing insurance and financial services.
This is Coshocton County Commissioner Dane Triock. In my years of public service as a law enforcement officer and as your Coshocton County Commissioner, I've seen the need for many changes. The most important change that Coshocton County needs now is the new Justice Center. The current jail is a ticking time bomb, and when it goes off, it will jeopardize and damage the financial stability of Coshocton County. Please help us avoid this financial disaster by voting yes for the Coshocton County sales tax levy on November 2nd, paid for by the Coshocton County Justice Committee, Todd Brown, Treasurer.
The Army National Guard plays a vital role in your community. We're on the front lines supporting essential personnel, first responders, law enforcement, and medical professionals, delivering food, supplies, and medicine, keeping communities safe, making a difference. During emergencies, we're always ready, always there. Learn more about part-time service in the Army National Guard at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Building skills and changing lives is what the Coshocton County Career Center does every day. Hello, this is Chuck Ellis at Pearl Valley Cheese. I'm inviting you to join me in supporting the Coshocton County Career Center's 1 mil operating levy. With your support and passage of this levy, we will have the ability to maintain and expand our programs, giving current and future students the opportunity to develop necessary skills to join the local workforce. With your support, each student's dream of learning a lifelong skill will become a reality.
This ad is paid for by the Coshocton County Career Center Levy Committee. Pam Grace, Treasurer.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery Line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
Hello everyone, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy houses as is, fast for cash. Call me today for an all-cash offer on any of your properties, and we can close within days at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. Do you own a property that's outdated and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, I'll buy it. I'm a private real estate investor who can solve your real estate problems fast for cash. Do you want to sell and just be done with it? Okay, great. I buy vacant properties, boarded up houses, free foreclosures, and inherited properties. I also buy apartment buildings, rental portfolios, divorce homes. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. I look forward to solving your real estate problems today. Call me today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000. 614-470-2000.
Oh, I don't know why. You tell me all the things you want to do and stay all day working on something that's just not what you are into. Can you hear? Is it me that keeps you locked inside a world that's not a part of you?
That is McGuffey Lane, Breakaway, and that is from their national debut album called McGuffey Lane and Breakaway, and one of the great songs. They had a very positive sound to their music. Very popular in Central Ohio, but not much farther than that. They are from Athens and or Columbus. The group was formed in 1972 by Terry Efall and Steve Rice, who played together under the name Scotch and Soda. After adding songwriter, lead singer, and guitarist Bobby E. McNeely, they branded themselves McGuffey Lane, the location of Rice, Athens, Ohio, home. And the band eventually expanded to become a sextet and became well-known locally, releasing their first album on their own Paradise record label. The LP sold more than 40,000 copies and eventually resulted in their signing with Atco Records. They reissued the debut in 1980 and toured with the Charlie Daniels Band, the Judds, and the Allman Brothers Band. The follow-up, Aqua Dream, featured the single Start It All Over, which spent 3 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100, peaking at number 97 in February of 1982. The group scored several minor hits on the country charts, but their label wanted to market them more as pop country act. In the vein of Alabama, they moved to Atlantic Records to focus more on country chart success. But as they prepared the 1984's Day by Day, keyboardist Teves Douglas was killed in a car crash soon after. Bobby Jean McNelly left the group to pursue a solo career as a songwriter in Nashville, Tennessee. In 1985, McGuffey Lane was dropped from Atlantic. In 1986, they released a Christmas album in support of the Central Ohio Lung Association. Toward the end of that year, they linked a sponsorship with Miller Beer, but a planned comeback fizzled. The group played in the late 1980s, but had dissolved by 1990. In 1995, they reunited after releasing a greatest hits album and continued performing locally in Ohio into the 2000s. Two full-length releases followed the reunion in 1998 and 2002. On August the 18th, 2009, they opened for Lynyrd Skynyrd at the LC in Columbus. In March of 2010. Lick Records signed a distribution deal with E1 Entertainment, which allows the new McGuffey Lane album to be sold in Walmart and Best Buy. Every January, McGuffey Lane holds an annual reunion concert featuring many acts, who also played at Zachariah's Red Eye Saloon, which those that Ohio State alumni will recognize that name. The first two reunions were held at Via Miano Banquet and Conference Center, located on Schrock Road on the north side of Columbus. After the initial two events, John Schwab, the organizer of the event, started looking for a larger venue to host the reunion concert. As it had outgrown the Via Milano, he settled on Lifestyles Community Pavilion, formerly Promo West Pavilion. The 2013 reunion currently holds the indoor attendance record at the LC. The 14th anniversary took place January the 25th, 2014. And looking at the McGuffey Lane website, which is operated by John Schwab, it says McGuffey Lane. You can go to McGuffeyLane.com. It says McGuffey Lane and John Schwab, John Schwab Entertainment. And it looks like that they do occasionally perform as McGuffey Lane, although John performs out and about at a variety of different venues with some others as well. There is a concert coming up in Newark on November the 5th, billed as McGuffey Lane in Newark, 31 West. That's where that will be held. So it appears that they do at least occasionally still perform as McGuffey Lane. So that's more than you wanted to know about McGuffey Lane, but a great group. And John Schwab, again, does occasionally visit Coshocton and perform here. So your thoughts on McGuffey Lane. Want to talk music? We can do that. Want to talk hot peppers? We can do that. Exotic animals or sports or something else? Be my guest. Let's go ahead and take our next phone call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Mike?
Yes? Yep.
Mike, you just done said about everything I was going to tell you.
Okay, well, what else do you know about him? Have you been a fan?
Oh, I've played with him.
Oh, okay.
John's a pretty good friend of mine, so is Molly and that bunch, but they do play occasionally. Last year they had to cancel a bunch of shows because of COVID.
Sure.
Like John said, he said, I've never been canceled because we draw too many people, and that's the case last year because they weren't allowed to have very many people.
But, uh-huh.
Yeah, they're still playing. He plays, I think he still does about 200 shows a year himself, but with the band too, but they're still going.
I'm looking at their schedule here, and quite a bit of gigs. There's some private events and some smaller events, and a lot of them it says John and Molly, and John and George Mobley. He plays with others on occasion, but there are few that are billed as McGuffey Lane. So the band occasionally still performs together, apparently.
Yes, they do. And if you ever get a chance to hear that Molly, go listen to her, because, man, she's a beast.
I hadn't heard of her until I just looked at this schedule. So how long has he been performing with her?
Oh, 20 years.
Oh, okay.
She's been there 20 years. Yeah, she actually... Come back, when they came back, she was a bass player, and then Steve Reese come back. So she plays seven different instruments, and you just can't believe. I mean, she's awesome.
Well, the last time really I saw them, they were over in Roscoe, and it was just John, and you probably know the guy's name. He brought his harmonica player with him, just John and his guitar, and the guy on his harmonica, and he is amazing. They put out a lot of sound with just the two of them, and that guy. Do you know that guy's name?
George Mobley, the guitar player, and. Oh gosh, you asked me too quick. Yeah.
Well,
he
would play, you know, not only background with the harmonica, but used it to give a percussive and a beat to the music, and a guy with an acoustic guitar and a harmonica. But it was really impressive to see the two of them together.
Yeah, they're professional. That's for sure.
And so did you play with informally with him, or did you play in a band with him?
Well, actually, I played about four or five times back in the early 80s with my band. Did played ahead of him and played some pretty big venues. And then over here, when he comes to Roscoe, I go over and sing one with him or something, put a song down with him. And yeah, he's a really good guy, and they're all really down-to-earth fellows. But like I say, if you ever get a chance to listen to him and Molly, boy, just go listen to that, because that's really good for two people.
I will make a note of it. And I have just been told here from someone in the know that the fellow on the harmonica's name is Kevin Reed.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. That's him.
Yep. Well, so how often do you get together and play any more with him, or how often do you get to hook up with?
Oh, no, just when I see him, like, well, he'll come over here, or I'll go over Columbus once in a while. They play a lot of Polaris and Gatsby's and that stuff. Buckeye Lake, they played Buckeye Lake mm-hmm. a lot in the summer. And John, he's a busy guy when it comes to that. That's all he's ever done. He's never had a job.
That's what he tells you. That's he'll tell you just that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a... last year they did a bunch of virtual stuff on the internet. You know, he was... Ollie had a bunch of sponsors, and that's how he did. That's how he made his living last year, I think, was just on the internet. And Molly, actually, she would be in a different house, different room, and they put all that, which blows me away. I don't know how they do all that, but anyway, they sync all that up, and they really did good. They really do good, actually.
Well, when they first rose to fame, I mean, they were wildly popular in Columbus. Probably, I would go as far as to say as the number one, definitely the number one local band. Everybody had that album. They were as popular in Columbus as on some of the other top national artists at the time. That first album, I will still listen to it on occasion, and occasionally when John comes to town, I'll go check him out.
Yeah, that's 1982. I played with him down at the Bullseye Saloon, and we sold 300 tickets here in Coshocton through Glass Music. And that's how we got to know him.
Where's the Bullseye Saloon?
Snowballed. It was in Newark.
Okay.
Right back behind the Ford Garage. It was a pretty big club. There was a lot of people from town that I'm sure are listening that was there, because it was pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I want to let you know they're still playing.
All right. I do.
You already know that.
Yep. thank you for calling. Thanks for sharing with us today. So talk a little bit about McGuffey Lane. And this is in response to one of our callers that asked the question. He was saying, well, whatever happened to McGuffey Lane? They still do indeed get together as a band, and John Schwab performs in various combos as well. And our last caller used to play with John Schwab. So give me a call. We can talk about that if you would like, McGuffey Lane, or if there's something else that's on your mind that you want to talk about. Still plenty of time left, 740-622-1560.
Have you ever thought about volunteering, helping others, making a difference, being part of a team? If yes, then listen up. We think it's time that you added a new suit to your wardrobe. Become a member of the Jackson Township Volunteer Fire Department. All equipment is provided and paid training is available. Stipend program and paid per call for active members. Make a difference by helping in your community. Jackson Township Fire is located at 887 State Route 541, Coshocton. You can call 740-502-3809 or 740-291-8181 or email jacksontownshipfire8@gmail.com for more information.
Looking for a job? Papa John's Pizza is now hiring drivers. Apply at www.pleaseapplyonline/pjz.com.
Do you need a new or newer vehicle? Hi, I'm Jeff Drennan, and we are here to help in both sales and service. At my dealerships in Coshocton and Zanesville, we work hard to get you the best car deal possible, including during the current conditions in the car industry. Or if you want to sell your vehicle and it has under 100,000 miles, just stop in and see us and let us make you an offer. Stop in today at Jeff Drennan's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Coshocton, Jeff Drennan Ford, or Jeff Drennan's GM Superstore in Zanesville. And always remember, when you're thinking of buying a new car, it's time to talk to Jeff.
Do you know of someone in need of a lift chair, or do you need one yourself? Wilson Carpet and Furniture has a large assortment of lift chairs by Best Home Furnishings, including one called the Body Rest that lets you lay back extra far for sleeping. And we have luxury power recliners and lift chairs made by Ultra Comfort with the Eclipse feature that cradles your body for extra comfort. You can find the style that suits you and recline and lift with comfort and durability. Wilson Carpet and Furniture, 230 Main Street, Coshocton.
If you have diabetes, Dr. David Irwin and Dr. Danielle Irwin-Ellis highly recommend an annual eye exam, which includes retinal photography and a dilated retinal exam. They have the newest equipment that helps them diagnose any diabetic-related eye problem. The longer you have uncontrolled diabetes, the higher your risk of developing diabetes in your eyes. Make sure to call Irwin's Family Eye Care at 622-2270 to set up your appointment.
Sunshine today with high temperatures in the upper 60s. For tonight, mainly clear, lows in the mid-40s. And for tomorrow, sunny with highs in the lower 70s. Currently in Coshocton, it is 49 degrees. It's a quarter till 11, and let's go ahead and take another phone call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, Mike, you're forgetting about Casey Allen.
Well, Casey Allen, another local artist. I think he is in Nashville now. So, yeah, I don't know if he's hit it big on the national level just yet, but he seems to have a thriving career.
Yes, and what was that woman from Wibbleville? Shoot.
Danielle Peck?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
She is married. I believe that she has kids, and last I heard, she was living in Nashville. I don't know if she is still there or not. And she did hit it on a national level, successful as both an artist and as a songwriter.
Yeah, that's all I had.
Okay.
Have a good one.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. It's 10:46, and Danielle Peck from Coshocton. And I have enjoyed following Danielle's career. I remember before she did hit it big. Was doing a remote. It was up at a place that sold mobile homes up near West Lafayette, right there at the corner of 93 and 36. And I don't remember what the place was called at the time. They were doing a remote out there. They had a big event and food and music. And Danielle was performing there at age 15. And that was the first time that I heard that Danielle sing, and you could just tell that she was destined for bigger things. It is 10:46, 53 degrees in Coshocton. Phone lines are open till 11. Let's take our next call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. Hey, I want to talk about your hot sauce you make.
Wow, okay.
I don't want to make it. I can only stand things so hot. I make my own salsa. I don't can it. I just chop stuff up and I even chop up little bits of apple and pear and stuff like that,
uh-huh.
which renders it inedible by some of my family and friends. They won't eat it. And but I've made sauerkraut in the last few days. And my phone lit up a few minutes ago. It says, remember to check sauerkraut. So it's in the basement.
Mm-hmm. And that's and that works like you just put water over your cabbage and let it sit.
Well, salt.
Salt, yeah,
salt,
okay.
To get it to ferment right. And, in fact, at some point today, I've got to really check. I've got it in the old coal cellar, covered up, and I had presence of mind to set it in a wider plastic bucket. So the brine that's seeping out over the edge, I got to remind myself you're going to have to skim it off and get some of it out of there, but I haven't fiddled with it now. It's been down there 2.5 days. And so that's going to be my afternoon project. One of them is to check that. My midday project is to go somewhere and find about another bushel and a half of apples so I can go to the cider press tomorrow.
Oh, you make your own, huh?
Well, sort of. There's a guy that presses it, but he doesn't want people to talk about it much.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll drop it then.
Well, no, I mean, it's up in the country, and I've been going there several years. And the first time I showed up, it was like, well, how did you know we're up here? I said, well, you know, word of mouth. And that was fine with him. So I think there are, you can get sick from, they found from cider that's made, and the apples haven't been cleaned. In fact, I've talked to people that own an orchard won't even eat apples off the ground. And I said, well, you could wash them. Well, we won't eat them anyway. I mean, these are the people that own the trees. And I would pick them up when I would glean in an orchard, and they were really nice in a commercial orchard, but they were on the ground. And the people that own the orchard kind of looked the other way, and I would wash them because of various fecal matter that can get on them. Once they're on the ground. And so I'm washing apples today. I came into some on a friend's tree that some were on the ground, some were on the tree. But I need to flesh it out with another basket or two of ones that are a little bit better, in terms of how much juice might be in them. But I always look forward I always end up with more cider than I know what to do with. So, but I always tell people, well, this is unpasteurized cider. And in fact, one place I went and hunted for it before I would hunt up my own apples, the lady said, well, out at the end of the building in a cooler with ice is some cider. It's not in her business, in her building. But I, and she said, do not bring it in, put it in your car and tell me how many you got and pay for it. It was unpasteurized.
Black market cider, but it's so delicious, and fresh apple cider made the old-fashioned way is so good it's worth the risk of diarrhea.
I guess, and I wouldn't, of course, and I wouldn't worry about the apples so much if I were, and we didn't, as the kids, we'd find them anywhere we could find them, and my church made a couple kettles of apple butter, and we just, because we knew we were going to boil the cider down about half anyway. And so by the time you boil that in a big kettle, you know, and it was boiled a good bit. And I don't know, I didn't go to the apple butter stirring, but I sometimes think that what passes for apple butter these days is just heated up applesauce with some red hots thrown in it here and there. At least the last one I was at, even at someone's house, they put in a whole bag of red hots at the end, near the end, and I thought, well, that just about ruins it. Well, I don't know if they were red hots or if they were those, you know, just those little cinnamon candies.
Yeah.
And I thought, why don't you just put cinnamon in it? But
yeah,
I don't know,
really.
It wasn't my kettle apple butter. I was just there to help stir. So, I think by the time you boil it about half, there's nothing going to be living in it. So we never worried much about how clean the apples were years ago. And I still wouldn't if I were going to boil it, you know, for 6 hours. But when you're going to make cider out of it and you're going to drink it unpasteurized, I do kind of pay attention.
There are risks involved, but honestly, you can tell the difference. Pasteurized apple cider is good, but the process does take something away from the raw stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm going to have to freeze some of it. I won't be able to use it all. I give it away. But gosh, after you freeze it, it's only good for a couple of days as it starts to thaw out, mm-hmm. in my experience. And what's fresh needs to be drunk up pretty quickly too, because it'll go faster than the pasteurized. And of course, you know, even if it's a little bit bitey, you can heat it up in a pot and make, what out of it? Spice cider, or I don't know, there's various names for that concoction. You know, depending on how people make it. So anyway, but that's my 2 cents worth. The other thing I was thinking about doing was making pear relish, but I've still got some of it left from last year. So I'm going to pass on that. No one likes it in my family much but me.
I have recently become a fan of pears. Somebody gave me some pears. I mean, I've always kind of liked them, but somebody gave me some pears earlier in the summer, and they weren't ripe. They were hard as a rock. But in what, 2 or 3 days, they ripen rather quickly, and oh my gosh, were they good? And I've gone out and bought a couple of more bags, since then.
And they all come ready at the same time.
Yeah,
I had them for a couple weeks that I kind of got for free, and all of a sudden they were ready, and I made pear crisp out of them instead of apple crisp. And it was quite good. It's the same thing. Peach crisp, pear crisp, apple crisp. It's all the same, you know, topping and stuff like that. So
sounds tasty.
There's ways to use stuff up. I've also got 2 pineapple to use, and who knows what all I haven't discovered yet. And about a cup and a half of yogurt that's starting to go sour. So I don't know what I'm going to be making. If my end of Canal Louisville blows up, you'll know it. It interacted somehow.
If I hear an explosion, I'll know what it is.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Well, thanks for calling. 10:54 is the time, and kind of a lighthearted talk show today. We still have a few minutes left, so if you want to talk about pear relish or a McGuffey Lane or hot sauce, give me a call right now. I'll be back right after this.
This is the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels. It's back on the road Saturday as Ohio State travels to Bloomington to face the Indiana Hoosiers.
He'll bolt that one into the end zone, caught for a touchdown. Garrett Wilson on a 10-yard catch, and in 2 plays, Ohio State has taken a 6-0 lead. He'll lift a pass deep down the left side for Olave in the end zone. Got it.
We'll be on the air with the AEP Energy Buckeye pregame show beginning at 6 p.m. here on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
If your skin could talk, would you listen?
As your skin, I forgive you. I forgive you for poking and popping me when I broke out at 14. I forgive you for that awful belly ring hole you left in me when you were 15. I forgive you for damaging me before prom, on spring break, and at tanning salons when you were 16, 17, 18. But I'm your skin, and if you continue to tan, I hope you can forgive me. Forgive me when wrinkles begin to show and I start developing age spots. Forgive me if I develop melanoma when you're only 22. So please, I'm asking you to stop. Stop tanning now. Our future depends on it.
Protect your skin from melanoma, the second most common cancer in young women 15 to 29 years old. And protect your future. Learn more at spotskincancer.org. A message from the American Academy of Dermatology.
Everyone knows someone with arthritis. About 54 million adults in the United States have it. The majority are between the ages of 18 and 64. Arthritis is a leading cause of disability and causes pain, aching, stiffness, and swelling of the joints. Many people with arthritis have diabetes, heart disease, or obesity. Arthritis can make it harder to manage these conditions. It is not a normal part of aging. Physical activity like walking, swimming, or biking may not seem like the logical choice when you have arthritis pain. However, being physically active can decrease pain and improve physical function by about 40%. Still, 1 in 3 adults with arthritis are inactive. People with arthritis can also reduce their symptoms by participating in educational programs to learn how to better manage their condition and deal with pain, fatigue, anxiety, and depression. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life.
A lot of people don't understand, including myself, I didn't, now I do, the impact of having a stroke.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
Lowering your high blood pressure could save you from a heart attack or stroke. If you've stopped your treatment plan, restart it, or talk to your doctor about creating one that works better for you, start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org.
It's a new life, but I'm going to make it better. I'm coming back. Ask your doctor, check your blood pressure.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Some would call 88-year-old Sally Jackson a lucky senior.
A few years ago, a family member offered to move in and care for Sally so that she wouldn't have to leave the comfort of her own home.
But soon after, one of Sally's neighbors, Carol, paid a visit, unannounced.
Something wasn't quite right.
Sally's demeanor and physical appearance had changed.
Luckily, Carol was aware of warning signs that might signal elder abuse,
such as bruises, poor hygiene,
isolation, depression,
appearing withdrawn or unusually quiet, as if to hide something.
When victimized, elderly people often feel ashamed, confused.
But an alert neighbor helped Sally.
Not all abused seniors are as lucky as Sally Jackson.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. The National Crime Prevention Council wants to help you and your loved ones prevent elder abuse. Know what to look for. Know how to report it to local law enforcement agencies.
To learn more, go to ncpc.org/seniors. That's ncpc.org/seniors. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Department of Justice.
Well, that will wrap up today's Communication Lines program. Thank you for calling, and thank you for listening. And tomorrow, our guest will be Lynn Miser from the United Way, and guests from a couple of United Way agencies. And we'll get our regular update from Rob McMasters, the spokesperson for the Coshocton County COVID-19 Unified Command. High school football Friday night. Garaway is at Ridgewood. Airtime on FM 99.3, 6:30, and kickoff is 7 o'clock. And over on FM 102.7, you can hear Coshocton at Riverview. Those games will be going on at the same time, and High School Football is brought to you locally in part by Buckeye Beverage Barn, the Inslee Agency, Coshocton Regional Medical Center, Brillhart's Auto Body, and Petticord Rice, and Coshocton Brake and Supply. We have high school soccer coming your way this evening here on WTNS. In the girls Division 3 action, Cambridge is at Coshocton. And in boys tournament soccer, Division 3, it'll be Rosecrans at Coshocton. Weather forecast says sunshine today with highs in the upper 60s. For tonight, mainly clear, lows in the mid-40s, and tomorrow sunny with highs in the lower 70s. It is currently 56 in Coshocton. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It's 11 o'clock.
Listen to the WTNS communication lines Monday through Friday from 9 until 11 a.m. on WTNS-FM 99.3 or online at mywtnsradio.com.